This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. It's interesting because I think when we have our conversations about the Commanders, I think we're expecting the offense to lead the way. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of, if things break right, the defense could be pretty good. I would say if Trey Amos can play right away, like on a level we think he can, that'll really help defensively because then you get more flexibility with Samardzija. You need Lattimore to play well. I think at this point that's an if. I think, you know, you need Will Harris. I mean, Jeremy Chinn played a ton of snaps for this football team.
Totally.
You need Will Harris to be as good as Chinn was.
Yeah. Or a combination.
Sure. Or Percy steps up. Or like, I feel like defensively, guys I know I can count on, Samardzija, Kwon, Luvu, Wagner, Payne. Mm-hmm. I think Johnny Newton's poised to have a really big year. He's finally healthy.
Totally.
Hasn't been healthy for 2 years, his last year at Illinois or his first year in pros. There's a lot of ifs, right?
Yep.
I think offensively, I think there's a lot of things you can count on. I think Jaden's the top of the list.
Hell yeah.
Terry, Ertz, Eckler, Robinson. Like, you need health.
Better O-line.
Better O-line. You need health, but that's every football team in the NFL.
Everybody needs that.
I think you can count on their special teams. I think there's a commitment to special teams. I think you can count on that.
There is a great one.
But when you talk about the most well-rounded teams in the NFL, NFL.com listed the top 10 most complete NFL teams for this fall. Who comes to mind?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Eagles.
Yep.
Not much of a surprise. NFL.com ranked the Eagles the most complete team in the NFL. I wonder how that would have looked if they lost Zach Bond in free agency. He was such a huge piece for them, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They re-signed him. They drafted the kid, Jahad Campbell. So they've got, you know, if depending on N'Kobe Dean's health, like they've got another presumably really good linebacker in the fold. And then offensively, you got that O-line. You got Saquon. Brown, Devontae, Hurts.
Yep.
Goddard asked for a trade and then didn't. But I like the – who's the – Calcaterra? Is that number two tight end? I like him, too. Eagles are loaded, man. It's not a secret.
But the thing that makes it go, though, their O-line and D-line. You listen, when those two positions are top-notch, you can relatively put anybody behind them.
Sure. Who would you say is the second most well-rounded team in the NFL?
Second most well-rounded team. Bills?
So, NFL.com said the Ravens.
Ravens? I'll go Ravens next.
Ravens are pretty damn good.
They are.
Obviously,
but I mean, their offense seems to be far better than their defense of old was always dominant. They haven't been dominant over the last few years.
No. Offensively, though, they can really control a game between just honestly just Lamar and Derrick
Henry.
And
I think that right there helps their defense out because their defense go on the field fresh. Because Lamar and Derrick Henry eats up time, eats up clock. And they go out there rested, and the other team is forced to be one-dimensional, and they can pin their ears back.
Offensively, the Ravens last year ranked first in yards gained, third in points scored, ninth in points allowed, and 10th in yards allowed. And then they dominate time of possession. Ravens are pretty loaded. I really like Kyle Hamilton. He's a great player.
Yeah.
They added Malachi Starks, Mike Green. Little thing, and he wasn't, frankly, that good last year. obviously the off-field stuff has completely changed the conversation. What do you think happens the first time they have a high-pressure kick and everybody looks around and is like, oh, we don't have Tucker anymore?
Nothing's going to happen. I mean, they better make sure that the guy that they got now can kick it.
Do we know this dude's name? I'm just looking it up. It's the first time I've heard it. Tyler Loop.
I'll say this, though. John Harbaugh knows how to find kickers.
Doug, I've always...
He had David Akers and he had Tucker.
Well, and the Ravens, just because typically, unless they're playing in the regular season, the Commanders and the Ravens always have a preseason game. And at least twice in the last 4 years or whatever, they've had joint practices with the Ravens also. So we've seen kind of these Ravens guys. Mm-hmm. Usually in camp, I'd say at least like the last 5-6 years, they would have another kicker in camp.
Yeah.
Just to kind of take some of the wear and tear off Tucker's leg. And that dude always looked good.
Yeah. That's what John is about, man. Like, what he does, he gets the guys, he keep them around a while, and then he understands. He knows exactly where to go.
Ravens are loaded, too. It's remarkable for how good the Ravens are in the regular season. They have not had playoff success. And for Lamar and for Josh Allen, they're now in that zone where until they break through that, that's all anybody's going to talk about.
And like, see, the thing about it, too, in the playoffs with Lamar and Josh, defenses adjust and has no counter. And that's not left solely on Lamar or Josh Allen.
Sure.
Their offensive coordinators need to get off their ass and find something different, too, because what happens every time? When they get in the playoffs, the defensive coordinators are playing chess. They're playing checkers. They just say, okay, we know what y'all dominant at. We're going to make you do something else. And when a team can make you do something else, dictate to you what you have to do, you're losing that game. Totally. And that has happened. They got rid of the old offensive coordinator, brought a new guy in. Same thing happened to him again.
So you thought the Bills roster might rank second in most complete. Their defense
is not as good.
No, they go.
I just thought about it.
Eagles, Ravens, Lions.
They lost a lot of people. The Lions, if they're healthy, because last year they were depleted.
They got so beat up late in the year.
And I think the thing about that you have to look at, too, they were in an NFC championship game. The division game.
Yeah.
Right before the NFC championship game with all those injuries.
Yeah. I mean, they were really taking on water.
They're a well-coached team.
Year. Yeah. I've read a couple things out of Detroit. I think considering the suspensions and the stuff, there's been some stuff with Jameson Williams. But he's an electric talent. I've been reading some things out of Detroit that he seems really, really locked in at a level he hasn't. Now, it's like the old spring training story. Every baseball player says they're in the best shape of their life when they get to Florida for spring training. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're reading stories right now where the guy doesn't appear to be locked in, you probably got a bigger problem. That said, with Williams, there are some like interesting kind of facets here. He's eligible for a contract extension. Now, I doubt there's been much talks about that. I assume.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
White Brian, see if you can look this up. I assume the Lions have already picked up his fifth-year option for next year, just based on the talent and what he's shown. But B, if Jameson Williams can give them a full season, and I thought before he got hurt, remember he got hurt in the title game against Georgia? I thought he was going to be like a top five pick. Okay, the Lions have picked up his option. But it's time for him, now last year was his best season so far. He was able to play 15 games. He did get over 1,000 yards. He had 1,001 yards, 7 touchdowns. Remember in the playoffs against Washington, he had that, I mean, it was like an end around that he took 60 for a touchdown.
Yeah, he could fly.
If Williams could take another step with what you've got with Amon-Ra there and Laporta and Gibbs, like if Williams can stay healthy and just be laser focused for a season, that offense is dangerous.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. That's a big ol' if.
What do you think happens with Ben Johnson gone to the Lions when we talk about a well-rounded team? They lost both.
We're
going to
find out whether or not Ben Johnson was that guy that people claim he was back when the people were trying to get him here. I thought he should come here. Because what I saw in the playoffs, he's an idiot. The most effective player he had, he stopped running. Stopped using. So that's not smart to me. And if you are considered top-notch, you don't do that.
It worked out well.
It would be like, every time we got in third and short and fourth and short, Cliff went in his bag and came out with a play with Jaden involved.
Yo, that little QB draw to the
It would have been just like if Cliff had stopped using those plays with Jaden. That's what Ben Johnson did.
It was to the benefit of the old Washington Commanders. I may be on an island with this take. I think that team is far more Dan Campbell driven than people give Dan Campbell credit for. And I think he likes it that way. I think Campbell likes the impression that he's just this big meathead and all he's doing is lifting weights and arm wrestling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think Campbell's much, much more than that. He's from like the Bill Parcells coaching tree, Sean Payton. Like I think if you did a random poll, B, I'll try it right now. Jeff, what position did Dan Campbell play?
You said, linebacker?
You would guess that, right?
Tight end?
Yeah.
Tight end. You know what tight ends are? In a lot of offenses, the most complex position. Because you got to be a lineman and a skill position.
Yeah.
Like, I just, losing both coordinators is tough. I'm not saying it's not.
He set the tone.
I think he sets the tone, and I think he's really, really football smart. For the Lions, dude, I think a lot will depend on Aiden Hutchinson, his health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that injury was ugly. And as much as we talk about Trey Hendrickson in this town, people in Detroit are talking about Trey Hendrickson. If the Lions are able to pull off a move, since he's actually willing to move him, if you get Hutchinson and Hendrickson, that's a pair of H's, H and H.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure off the edges, man.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna be able to pull that one off, Jay.
Because I don't think Cincy's gonna move them.
They gotta do something offensively as well, though.
Dude, we'll see. I haven't looked at the full list. Do you think the Commanders make the top 10 most well-rounded teams in the NFL?
I'm gonna say no.
We'll find out together. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.